Our next item is Tall Pines Campground for discussion.
The zoning ordinance allows improvements on campsites that are intended to be manufactured for camping purposes only. Some of the sites within this campground have metal roofs that have been placed on top of their screen rooms. Some of the other owners have screen rooms with canvas roofing. The residents of the screen rooms wish to have metal roofs, which are typically stick-built or not manufactured for camping. Several of the tenants in this park, they've applied for and have been issued building permits in error. One of our inspectors went down and inspected the site, found that there are RVs with metal roofs over top of their screen rooms, and said they're in better shape than the canvas ones are, and they can be taken down rather quickly. We did have pictures for you, but they got lost somewhere.
I got the pictures, but I left them on my desk. I found them. The screen rooms are still screen rooms that are manufactured for camping purposes.
Right.
You look at some of the pictures, the picture with the pine cones and the pine shafts on the canvas, you can see the droop in the water and the discoloration. And the other ones have metal roofing that's been placed instead of the canvas. That's the only difference in the screen room is it doesn't have canvas roof, it's got a metal roofing that's been placed by an individual rather than a manufactured metal roof that you could put on, like Silvertop, is that what they call them?
Yes.
That's a brand, but Silvertop makes them. But we wanted to come before the commission before we had to give consideration to a possible amendment of the ordinance that could allow something of that nature.
So here's what the code says with regard to structures. You're allowed one accessory building on each campsite to be used for storage purposes only. And that is more of a permanent type structure.
That would typically be a shed.
Yeah, shed, right. So that's not what we're talking about.
No.
And then the other subsection for campgrounds is, with the exception of those storage sheds, there shall be no other structure or manufactured home located on any campsite within a campground. All units to be used for the purpose of human habitation shall be tents, travel trailers, recreational vehicles, and equipment manufactured specifically for camping purposes. And then it talks about residences for park offices. But, you know, so I just would caution you that this can be probably a slippery slope in campgrounds. I know with all the campground and RV parks that we've had, there's been a real concern about permanent structures, you know, so just, you know, keep that in mind.
Well, the only point I was trying to make was that it is the screen house is what's being covered. It's manufactured for camping purposes. They were provided with a canvas awning type roof. And the canvas isn't holding up for any length of time, so they're trying to replace it with a cover that's more permanent. It would be more permanent, but it would be more protective than the canvas is doing. We're not recommending one way or the other. We just wanted to get an opinion of the commission before we went too far.
They were also allowed decks in there, if you recall.
Yeah, there's certain decks are allowed, but it's a deck that's 6 inches. It's no different than a concrete pad. It's supposed to be no higher than 6 inches above grade.
Up to 120 square feet.
Yeah, and a certain square footages, and they've been to the, I don't know if Tall Pines has it or not.
They got the approval, yeah.
They went to the board.
I think.
They went to the board adjustment, allowed to have a deck of a certain size, a certain square foot.
Yeah, right.
I mean, this is the issue that we were trying to get was the metal roof instead of the canvas. I know that Silver Tops makes metal roofing for theirs, but I don't know if the other companies do or not.
Okay, so there is a product made specifically for campground camping purposes that has a metal roof?
Yeah, Silvertop. That's one brand. There's other brands too, I'm sure, but okay. I'm just saying there is one.
Why do they require a building permit?
Because it's manufactured for camping purposes. It's not permanent. The only thing required to get a permit would be if they got sheds, if they got a decking that's required. They don't require permits for a greenhouse.
But it says here that some have been issued building permits.
Because that tells me if it's a building permit, it's a permanent structure.
It. Yeah, we don't know. They requested and they got a permit.
What is the question? What are we discussing?
Whether or not you would give consideration to allowing a metal roof over a manufactured screen house, basically.
A stick-built permanently in-place metal roof over, over.
It's supposed to be able to disconnect in a matter of minutes, but we, I haven't seen them do it, so I don't know if they can or not.
Well, I, Mr. Chairman, if I may speak to this matter, having had some experience.
Yes, sir. You're our resident expert.
I have seen the silver tops with the screen rooms, and basically, for all intents and purposes, they're a permanent structure. I mean, because the screens, because the screens come in panels, and then when you throw in the silver top, you might as well say you just put on an addition. I've been an RV owner in the past where I had the canvas roof.
Right.
And part of the reason why those canvas roofs look so bad is because they didn't bother to take them down over the winter. Mm-hmm. And when you close down for the season, common sense says you take off your canvas roof, and in some cases even take down your screen panels if you want it to last. Now, if you don't care, you leave it up, and next year you need another one. So if we're talking about, especially with some of the projects that we have before us, where we're talking about where they have to be moved, they can't be left on, you know, hooked up on site, are we setting ourselves up for having these metal roofs? And I've personally, I've seen the silver tops. Unless you have a big crew of people, you're not going to be able to take down that massive roof in a matter of minutes. Whereas a canvas, you know, that's a different story.
Well, I think you're approaching the thing that concerns me about it is that this really isn't about just tall pines. It's about the ordinance and whatever, because whatever we do here, you know, we're going to be expected to do other places.
Exactly.
So it's really not just about tall pines, and I'm not too sure that we really have the leeway to do anything other than enforce the ordinance we have.
Yeah. That's my thought, Mr. Chairman. The ordinance says no permanent structures, but we're talking about something that you have to issue a building permit for, which indicates that's more permanent. So I think if it requires a building permit because it's that permanent, then that probably violates the ordinance of the campground ordinance, and that means it's not appropriate. Well, I don't think there's an issue about whether it's a, you know, a particular canvas or whether it's metal. It's, if you're going to have to issue a building permit to do it, that appears to me to be in violation of the ordinance.
The fence of tall pines, the difficulty with staff and the issue of the permit, tall pine is a mix.
Right.
It's partially campground, partially mobile home, manufactured home, excuse me. And in some sections, it's actually mixed in those sections because it pre-existed zone. It used to be cabins also. It used to be called Log Cabin Hill. And that's kind of one of its own. There's not that many that are mixed like that.
You're gonna have this, you could have the same issue with Leisure Point. Leisure Point, you have mobile homes when you first enter, and then you have the RV sites.
Right. They go to the same way.
Yes. And
several are that way.
And that's where I'd own a unit in Leisure Point for a couple of years. So I don't know, silver top seems maybe more of something that was an attachment to a mobile home than to an RV. You know, if we're talking about, you know, concerns about what happens if a major storm comes along, I'd be concerned about the safety of residents, you know, with metal tops flying around. Canvas tops flying around don't bother me as much.
They don't hurt as bad when they hit you.
You got that right.
Right.
Were the building permits that were issued for these porches? Shane?
I understand the building permit was for the roof.
The roof was for the roof only.
Yeah, for the roof only. We're not taking a position either way. We're just trying to get the feel of the commission as well. Now, whether or not we could amend the ordinance or whether it could be possible being had to meet you with permit condition.
I think you're going to have to amend the ordinance.
And always deny it. Could always deny it. Let them.
Well, that's what I was.
Let them appeal the staff decision to the board.
Board of adjustment. Yeah. I mean, the ones that have been issued, that's been issued.
Sure.
But going forward, if it's denied because it's not permitted in the campground, then they could go to board of adjustment.
Well, and that exists for that purpose too. So I mean, that makes sense.
Especially to the degree that these are older sites that are probably grandfathered in before we had the ordinance established.
Right.
And so that would seem the most logical thing to do, go to Board of Adjustments and handle it on a case by case.
But then it would be that the commission takes no action and leaves it up to the director so they can appeal my decision.
Sounds like, do you need to do that in the form of a motion?
Appeal yours.
To the Board of Adjustments.
Appeal mine to the board, they can't appeal yours.
Does that require a motion or just a consensus?
I don't know, there's not really anything before you really, I mean, it's just really consensus.
I think that's a good plan.
We were fishing.
Sounds like no action by the commission.
Yeah, I think you got a big no action here.
No action by the commission, leave it up to the director, no problem.
Well, that's good.
It's on your broad shoulders.
All right.
That's why you get the big bucks, Lawrence.
Right, that's why I get the big bucks, no action.
Okay, our next